Hi there, this is David Coulthard.
Hi, this is Sebastian Vettel.
You're the world champion! You're the triple world champion, Sebastian Vettel!
Can I do it, Donna?
Bonus will not be required, thank you.
Take that as a yes, then.
Hi, I'm Mark Webber, and you're listening to the 2013 Infinity Red Bull Racing Podcast.
Great drive, Mark. Fantastic. We've won the Constructors. Thank you. Well done.
Hello and welcome to the Infinity Red Bull Racing Podcast. It's on to round 9 of this 2013 Formula One season, which takes us to Germany, home of our world champion Sebastian Vettel. Our return to German soil sees us back at the famous Nürburgring, which alternates as the Grand Prix venue with Hockenheim. The Nürburgring was one of the most feared tracks on the calendar originally, a mind-blowing, physically sapping 22.5 kilometres long with 172 corners. But its poor safety record sealed the demise of the original layout in 1976. The modern-day Nürburgring is a little easier for drivers' concentration, being 5.148 kilometres long, with 15 turns and at least three good overtaking opportunities. The track is set in the very picturesque Eifel Mountains, widely regarded as one of the most beautiful Grand Prix to view. The race is 60 laps, a total distance of 308.863 kilometres, and it's a favourite amongst European visitors. The campsites, I can tell you, are packed and have an atmosphere to rival some of the greatest music festivals in the world. On this edition of the podcast, we have an exclusive interview with Sebastian Vettel at his home race. We catch up with Mark Webber and Christian Horner. Plus, we talk with rally driver Sebastian Ogier and a top-class German comedian who might be just a little bit drunk. First, let's concentrate on the race here in Germany today. After qualifying second and third on the grid, Sebastian notched up his fourth win of the 2013 season and 40th of his career at the Nürburgring, with Mark also finishing in the points after an incredible recovery drive. Seb's first ever win on home soil extends his lead at the top of the Drivers' Championship to 34 points over second place Fernando Alonso. Laura went and spoke to him in his room straight after the race.
So, Sebastian, you've just won your home Grand Prix. Can you begin to describe to our listeners how you're feeling at this moment?
Yeah, it's incredible. So much support that we have received as a team, I've received here the last couple of years, and I think we're pretty close years before, but finally we made it, and it's very special after the flag came and I crossed the line. It was very, very unique to see so many people cheering, and I tried to, you know, really go very slow back to the pits and try to, yeah, take it all in. So just incredible. Tough race as well, with so much pressure from behind, but makes it obviously feel much sweeter as well.
We heard Rocky say to you on team radio to take your time and take it all in. What did you see on that last lap as you were going round?
Yeah, basically I just tried to, you know, just to look at the grandstands, to see the people, try to see the banners, the flag, and the excitement in the people's faces. You know, it's in the end of the day, I'm just driving a car, and I try my best, and it's nice to see that that can make people smile. So, yeah, fantastic day, and obviously for all these people around the track tonight, it hopefully gave them enough reason to celebrate.
Okay, will you be celebrating tonight?
Yeah, a little bit. Obviously, we keep going, and yeah, another race before the summer break. So yeah, no big party, but yeah, for sure it's very special, and I think I'll have a beer tonight to, you know, to again try to let it sink in and enjoy that.
Okay, and can you give a quick message to your German fans?
Ja, ich meine, fantastisch, ganz super Wochenende, das ganze Wochenende so viel Unterstützung zu bekommen, ist ganz besonders, und gerade die Auslaufrunde habe ich sehr genossen, die ganzen Leute zu sehen, und ja, ist einfach schön. Letzten Endes fahre ich nur ein bisschen im Kreis und versuche da mein Bestes, und dass das die Leute so glücklich macht und zusammenbringt, ist einfach unheimlich schön und bedeutet sehr viel. Deswegen, ja, macht mich sehr stolz und bin natürlich überglücklich, dass es jetzt auch in Deutschland geklappt hat. Danke.
Danke.
Well done, Seb. Mark finished 7th, battling his way through the field following the loss of his rear right tyre as he pulled away from a pit stop on lap 9. Still an epic drive from our man. Here he is after the race.
I don't think I could have done any more. It's a very good first lap, good start. And we settled in then, getting ready for the primes in the after the first stop. but I only got three of them at the stop, and then the race was finished from there. It's fortunate that everyone is okay. Obviously the wheel comes off, and that's the most important thing. After that, then you focus on the result, which we missed. Obviously a very big chance to challenge for the win today. In the end, I did what I could do. That's it.
Kimi Räikkönen followed Sebastian over the line for P2, with Romain Grosjean clinching the third podium spot. Fernando Alonso, Lewis Hamilton and Jenson Button finished ahead of Mark, with Sergio Perez in P8, Nico Rosberg and Nico Hülkenberg completing the top 10. Aside from all the flurry of F1, we're also deep into Wimbledon season. We caught a quick message of support for Andy Murray from fellow sportsman Mark ahead of the championship final.
Andy, I'm a fan of tennis, have been for years, being an Australian. And living in the UK, I have a real understanding of what you're going through. So, brilliant career so far, and great opportunity for you to achieve something very special. And as you know, most important, go out and enjoy it, and take your chances. And got some great people behind you, and a lot of people are really supporting you. And whatever the result, mate, just don't leave anything out there. Make sure you give 100% all the way through. Don't give him nothing.
Murray went on to win an historic Wimbledon final. It's been a 77-year wait for a British men's champion, with a brilliant victory over world number one Novak Djokovic. Well done, Murray, from all of us here at Infinity Red Bull Racing. Back to F1 now. As we've mentioned, the Nürburgring is a favourite amongst drivers. Laura went to speak to our reserve man, Sebastian Buemi.
Okay, so Sebastian, talk us through a lap of the Nürburgring.
Yeah, the Nürburgring is a pretty special circuit. So you've got the first sector, quite tricky with a lot of corners. Everything is between second and third gear until you exit basically the Mercedes Arena into corner five. That's the end of the first sector then. And then the second sector is quite quick. You've got a lot of high speed corners. Five and six are in fourth gear. Then you go down to corner seven with quite a long straight going up to seventh gear and then back to second. And after that, you've got now new kind of rename corner, the Schumacher S's, flat out over 230 kph. And then you've got another kind of similar chicane in fourth and fifth gear, which leads you into the back straight going into the last chicane. You can use your DRS there, and we've seen quite a lot of overtaking today. And then the last chicane is pretty much forward. It's a very high braking zone, and it's a second gear chicane. You've got to ride the curbs a lot. That's making the car very unstable and not really easy to go back on a power. And then you've got the really last corner, which is a right-hand corner in third gear. Quite bumpy, so you can see the car a bit jumping around and having some oversteer. And the last corner is very nice, because then you use all the curb on the exit, and you can again use the DRS for the start and finish.
Can you tell us how that circuit compares to the old one, the Nordschleife?
It's completely different. If you can't really compare the Nordschleife to this one. The Nordschleife is a 22-kilometer circuit, so very, very big, and I think they've been racing there until 1983 or something like this. And then they built this new circuit, which is more similar to a normal circuit. So the Nordschleife, you see some straight lines, and there is a lot of jumps where you can see the car up in the air, which is not what you are used to see in a normal one. But it's definitely very hard, and there is like 150 corners, so very difficult to learn.
And have you been on that circuit?
Yeah, I've been a couple of times. It's very difficult to remember the corners. Sometimes you tend to remember, but then it's wrong, because a lot of corners are very similar and a lot of them are blind. But there is a lot of nice places, like the corner called the Carousel, which has a lot of banking, and it's full of concrete inside the corner, so very bumpy, but very, very nice circuit as well.
And what's next for you? Where are you off to tonight?
And go back home, because I've been around for quite a bit, especially with back-to-back races. So back home tonight, and then go to Goodwood for the Festival of Speed next weekend.
Okay, great. Well, thanks very much.
Thank you.
It wasn't all about Formula One over the weekend. The paddock took a visit from rally driver Sébastien Ogier. Laura caught up with him to see how he's finding his Formula One experience.
Sébastien, could you start by telling us whether it's the F1 that brings you to the Nürburgring this weekend or something else?
No, it's something else. It was not planned for me to be here, but yesterday I've been testing quite close from here to prepare German rally with my Volkswagen team, and then I just registered that Nürburgring was only 60k from our test place, and as today was free, I decided then to come and have a look a bit on Formula 1 practice.
Have you been to the German Grand Prix before?
No, it's first time for me here. I've been to this track last year for the DTM, but it's first time for Formula 1.
And what's been your sweetest rally victory to date, would you say?
All the victories are sweet and nice to get, but let's say that the first one in Sweden was very special because it's quite hard for a non-Scandinavian driver to win here, and also it was only the second race with Volkswagen, and get a victory after only two races was very special.
And we saw on your Twitter feed that you tweeted after your recent win in Sardinia that one of the driving forces behind that was that you wanted to go on holiday with a free mind.
Yeah.
And you did win, so can you tell us where you went on holiday?
Yeah, we'll go next week in Greece for 1 week on holiday under the sun, and for sure when you are leading the championship with a good gap and you just finish a very good event and good victory, it's more easy to enjoy your holiday.
And then what's your next goal?
Let's say to win the championship. Now we have done a perfect job on the start of the season with the team, and we are now in good position to try to secure our first title, so definitely the target for the end of the season. And next rally is coming now in 1 month for me in Finland, and definitely I will try to restart the second half of the season with another good result.
And how many races do you have left?
6 to go. We have done 7 and 6 to go now.
Do you have any race predictions for the Formula 1 race this weekend?
Just crossed my finger for the Red Bull team again, and I know that Seb is really strong again this season, and he had a bit of bad luck on the last one, so I wish him the perfect result here in Germany on his own event.
Home race. Great.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you.
As well as a rally legend, we were also joined by a German comedic genius. Laura went to talk to Simon Gojahan to see how he's enjoying Formula 1.
So Simon, is this your first time at the Nürburgring?
Actually, it's my second time at the Nürburgring. I've been here for a television show. I made a very stupid contest to my former rivalist, Elton. Who is faster driving backwards?
Okay.
In a very bad car.
Okay.
And I won.
Of course.
Yeah.
Was Elton your intern, did I hear?
Yeah. A few years ago, we had a show called Elton versus Simon, and we made some city competitions, and this was one of them.
Okay, brilliant.
And I won.
Okay,
I won this competition.
Who won?
Did I say that I won?
Yeah. Very good. And have you been to any Formula One races before?
No, I haven't. It's my first Formula One race, and it's so amazing. I've been in the Boxengasse. I'm sorry, I don't know the English word for that.
Pit lane. Yes.
Pitling, okay. What do you say about the German word Boxengasse? It sounds great, right?
It does
sound great. Boxengasse, like a kindergarten and Zeitgeist. Maybe, it was really impressive. I was wondering how fast they leave the pitling. I was afraid Sebastian was ahead, and there's some ice cream salesman somewhere, and Sebastian is like the
lawnmower man, or like an ice cream man that's motivating him to go fast.
So you see, this was a bit too difficult for my English, what I wanted to say. No, I was wondering how fast they leave the pitling, and it was really amazing.
Oh, cool. If you had to describe your experience so far today in one word, what word would you choose? And we'd like the German and the English.
Overwhelming technical noise.
Okay, and what's that in German?
Eine Flut von Hightech und Lärm.
Okay, brilliant. And then a quick question about you growing up. At what point when you were growing up did you realize you might be able to make a living from making people laugh?
I have never thought of that possibility. But
it just happens.
I grew up on a farm.
Right.
And I made some stupid movies in the 90s with my brothers. Trash movies with a lot of splatter and, I don't know, silly genres, silly American movies we tried to copy.
Yeah.
And some people had to laugh about it. And, the amount of people was growing bigger and bigger. And so, nowadays I can live of that.
Okay, brilliant. And have you ever thought about doing an F1 sketch? Could you do an impression of Sebastian?
I would love to do any sketch on Formula 1. Tell me that I have the chance, so I will be creative and I will find a sketch.
Okay, we'll hold you to that. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
So it's been a massive weekend for Sebastian Vettel with his results at his home Grand Prix. Laura went to speak to his press officer, Britta.
So I'm joined by Britta, who's Sebastian Vettel's press officer. Britta, could you start by telling our listeners what your role involves?
I'm organising all his media, which is his interviews, and whenever he has something in public. So I go with him to events and I organise everything that has to be organised before the event until he actually leaves the event.
And like Seb, you're also German. How much sweeter is this one here today because it's your home race and Seb's home race?
I think the home crowd is a lot bigger than at other races because you have a lot of Germans here, which is really nice. And you're just at home, so already when you're in the hotel and you speak the same language and you see these little German products and everything, I really feel at home. So for me, being here already all weekend and then having finally winning the race or won the race is something really special and really, really sweet.
And did Sebastian have a lot of friends and family here today to support him?
Yes, and this is also very nice that we saw the whole family. His grandparents were here, his sister and his brother. And actually yesterday night he decided to drive karting with them to have a little competition with his brother. And yeah, all these things make it a lot sweeter to have everybody so close and to have a lot of fans behind you, probably more than at any other race.
And who won the karting, him or his brother?
Actually, his brother won it, yeah. And I just wanted to say, on the podium, I think it was really, it's a lot more emotional as well, probably because it's just a completely different feeling when you know that you're winning in your home country.
What's Seb like to work with? Tell us about that. So I've seen him play a few practical jokes on you before.
Oh God.
Tell us the types of things that he does.
He likes the jokes or to play jokes on us. And the worst one I remember, because I'm very frightened of spiders. And one evening when we had a team dinner, before he was buying with his trainer little fakes, do you call them fake spiders?
Yeah.
And during the dinner at some stage he was behind me, but I just thought he was just doing whatever jokes, but he puts the spiders on my head and then they fall down, and because I'm so frightened of spiders, I just had to get up from my seat and go to the other side of the room. Because it was awful for me, but he likes doing these little things, these little jokes.
Okay, don't look up now, but there's a spider above your head. Just joking. And will you be celebrating tonight?
Yes, I think we have a few beers. It's a shame, it's not a shame, but we have tomorrow already the next event and a big soapbox race also in Germany this week on Sunday. So we don't have too much time to relax and celebrate, but still we have a beer because we're in Germany, so you have to have a beer.
Okay, great. Well, enjoy your beer.
Thank you.
Final word from Seb's home GP then goes to Christian Horner. Katie spoke to him after the race.
So Christian, a bit of an eventful day today. What was your feeling when you saw what happened with Mark's first pit stop?
Well, the initial feeling was I saw the tyre hit. Initially I thought was a Mercedes mechanic, but then turned out to be a cameraman. Was for his concerns for his safety and well-being. And very quickly we were informed that, you know, it wasn't, serious injuries, that, whilst he was injured, they were being treated. And he was conscious and on his way to hospital, and I was kept very much updated by FOM during the race.
And after that, Mark had a great recovery drive. Just talk us through his race from that point on.
Yeah, great recovery. I mean, obviously we had to recover the car in the pit lane. The guys did a great job in wheeling him back up the pit lane, getting another set of wheels and tyres on the car, and then obviously we've got back onto the lead lap through the first safety car. slipped, and his recovery from there was excellent. You know, it's just a great shame because he was in good shape today to have had both our drivers ride up there.
And it was a great start for both of them, and obviously Seb's result was the best he could have got. How is he? Have you spoken to him after the race?
Well, he's obviously elated to win your home race. You know, something very special. And all the races have the same points, but to race in front of your home crowd and the support that he's had there this weekend has been amazing. So he'll be a very proud young man going home tonight.
That's it for this edition of the Infinity Red Bull Racing podcast. Since the incident on Sunday, the team has been in regular contact with Paul Allen, the cameraman who was involved in the pit stop incident, and his company FOM, and from everyone in the team, we wish him a very speedy recovery. Make sure you check out the website for all the latest news, pictures and videos from the team. You can get involved with everything we do on Facebook, Twitter and on the Red Bull Racing Spy app, which you can get for free at redbullracing.com. We're back at the end of the month for the Hungarian Grand Prix. Until then, take care.